This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Texas is one of six states that try 17-year-olds as adults in the criminal justice system. In the last decade, a number of these states moved away from this practice, and Texas could do the same. A new bill seeks to have Texas follow the national trend by lifting the age to 18. One has passed through the House and could be on its way to the Senate. Joining us now is the author of the bill, State Representative Gene Wu, Democrat from Houston. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
The idea of moving the age of criminal responsibility from 17 to 18 has got a lot of national attention of late. What's prompted your decision to take action?
So this is actually a national movement that's been going on for quite a while. In the last 10 years, there's been a pretty profound interest and push to make it happen in the remaining states. Last session, when we first started ramping this up, Texas was one of nine states left that had not made this change. At the beginning of this session, we were one of seven states, and as of about 3 weeks ago, we were one of six states, and we may be one of five and four left in the nation by the end of this year.
If nothing changes, you're saying.
Right.
I think a lot of listeners may be asking themselves, what's the difference between 17 and 18? I do get the idea of the age of consent and that sort of thing, but 1 year?
So on a practical matter, the entire rest of the nation is at 18. The federal system is at 18. When the United States Supreme Court issues rulings on juveniles, they're considering 18. From a more philosophical side, a 17-year-old, they can't sign contracts, they can't serve on a jury, they can't buy tobacco, they can't consent to their own medical care, they can't join the military, they can't vote, because we say that they're not emotionally and intellectually mature enough. But yet, we say, well, but we can't put you in prison for that same immaturity.
It seems like Texas is in this peculiar position. Basically, we have the 17-year-old standard. Federal government has the 18-year-old standard.
Right.
What sort of discrepancies does that create?
So right now, there's a federal law called PREA. It's the Federal Prison Rape Elimination Act that requires all adults to be separated from juveniles. This actually is causing a huge problem for our counties because in Texas, because 17 is adult, we're having to have separate housing for 16 and below, 17 to 18 for in another section, and then actual adults that are 18 in a totally different section. The law requires them to be completely separated by sight and sound. So counties like Dallas County is spending $80,000 a week keeping their 17-year-olds segregated. And it's not that many of them. Bexar County is spending $70,000 a week, uh-huh. And many other counties are spending huge amounts of money that they probably couldn't afford in order to both comply with federal law and state law. If we change the age to 18, like everyone else, like the federal system, mm-hmm. then we would automatically come into compliance.
There's been some criticism over moving the age, mostly from State Senator John Whitmire, who chairs the Senate Criminal Justice Committee.
Right.
He says, look, this bill's going to mean that juvenile detention centers are going to have to hold more young people
right.
if this law were to pass.
Right.
You got issues of safety, you got issues of cost, and the juvenile detention centers as they are now are in no condition to hold this increased capacity.
And I think in some sense, he is correct in saying there will be more. But I think what the disagreement, and I think what the misunderstanding is, how many. For adults, if an adult is charged with a crime, they have to be arrested, they have to be taken to jail, they have to be issued a bond, and if they can't make that bond, they have to stay in jail. If they were juveniles in Texas are not issued bonds, ever. If you have a responsible adult who will take charge of you and vouch for you and take you home, then you go home. The only juveniles that are kept in lockup in the detention centers are juveniles who have committed very serious offenses, are flight risk, or are at a risk of committing another crime. And that is, you're looking at less than like 2%. So if you look at the number of adults who are, number of 17-year-olds who are charged as adults right now, a large number of them are in jail because they can't make bond and they have to be arrested, they have to go to jail. If they were juveniles, as long as a parent came and got them, which most 99% of them would, mm-hmm. they would just go home. So I think it's a kind of like, it's true, but it doesn't really work that way kind of answer.
Now, where does this bill stand? I mean, this issue has been brought up before. You think there's traction that could get it through the legislative session?
The House voted out almost by two-thirds. And that's a pretty significant statement that this was a bipartisan group of Democrats and Republicans who saw this as a right thing to do. I know a lot of members, their counties have been freaking out about this and saying like, oh, I don't know where we're going to put our kids. But there's enough members who say like, look, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out the money. We can figure out the logistics of it. But this is the right thing to do for our state and then for our kids.
Democratic State Representative Gene Wu from Houston, Texas. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you. I appreciate it.